Part 5, Money Habits. Chapter 53, The $200 Rule. I know what it's like to struggle and to be stressed out trying to deal with the result of not making wise decisions with my money. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to finances, but I just want to briefly talk about a few important topics. Before I started this book, I was writing a book on finances. I'd already finished the first draft, hired a professional editor, and spent hours making revisions. In the future, I'll be releasing a book on finances that goes more in depth. For right now, I just want to give you some tips to help you experience victory in your finances. While in the Marines, I once had a roommate who bought a brand new Ford Mustang. He spent all $400 of his first paycheck on the car payment. He spent his other paycheck for the month on his car insurance, which was also $400. Since he lived in military housing, he didn't have to pay rent and all his meals were taken care of, so at least he had food and a place to stay. It was sad to walk by his Mustang on the way to work in the mornings, knowing all it was going to do was just sit there. He couldn't even afford to put gas in his car. This was a bad decision he struggled with for a while. I've had my share of problems with high car payments, so I know what it feels like. Maybe one day we'll be able to afford to pay cash for nearly a new car without having to worry about car payments. Until then, one of the most responsible things I feel I can do is to make sure that we don't overextend ourselves by getting a car payment that we can't keep up with. When I walk into a car dealership, I know that one of the first things they're going to ask me is how much money I want to pay each month. I never have to worry about that because I come with a pre-approved check and usually have already done my homework, so I know exactly which type of car I'm going to buy and how much I'd like to spend on it. My goal is to have a car payment that hovers right around $200. I've bought 3 nice, reliable cars using this method. Ultimately, not having a car payment is the goal, but after negotiating the price, putting money down, and doing the numbers, I want to make sure that if I had no income coming in, I could still somehow afford my car. $200 is such a low amount that I could probably make that amount doing deliveries for a few days out of the week if I ever had to. To make sure I stay within my $200 rule, I either have to put more money down or get a lower priced car. I don't believe in high car payments, and I also don't believe in paying the full asking price from the dealer. When you buy a brand new car, unless you do some negotiating, which I highly recommend, you're paying full price. You're stuck with eating the depreciation on it. You might have heard someone say that as soon as you drive the car off the lot, it loses its value. Quote, most new cars depreciate, drop in value, 40 to 50% during the first 3 years of ownership. End quote. My suggestion, never pay full price for a new car. Either get a new car that was released in the last couple of years or get a used one that's in great condition. Ramit Sethi gives some excellent ideas to help you decide between purchasing a new or a used car. He also talks about some ways you can save money regardless of which one you buy. And you'll find reference to him as well as the quoted source reference in your audiobook companion document. If you decide to go the used car route, it might be helpful to have a mechanic inspect the car before purchasing it. The last thing you want is to run in and out of the repair shop every month. The $200 rule has worked well for me over the years, but no matter what amount you choose, the principle remains the same. Don't get more car than you can afford. Get the free printable workbook and bonus material with your audiobook companion document. If you have any questions at all, or you need more materials, shoot me an email at integrityandhardwork, that's one word, @gmail.com.